Friends, after import, we have seen the export guidelines, regulations, and so many other aspects regarding the types of export and all. Okay. Now, we are going to see the export finance. Export finance is generally granted by the banks and financial institutions in two forms. One is at pre-shipment stage and another one is at post-shipment stage. In addition to that, there is also further bifurcation. When it is pre-shipment stage, that is before shipment of the goods is made, there are two types of finance which will be made available, that too in rupee. In Indian rupee, pre-shipment credit, and another one is pre-shipment credit in foreign currency. Similar manner, in the post-shipment also, post-shipment credit in rupee and post-shipment credit in foreign currency. Like that, the division of the export finance is taking place. Okay. For the purpose of better understanding, I have divided all these four into four different chapters for better focus and better understanding. Now let us consider this in this topic, the export finance that is at pre-shipment stage, which is granted by the banks in Indian rupees itself. Okay. And this structure also includes the meaning of export finance, pre-shipment finance meaning, and little bit more information about pre-shipment finance. Then domestic currency, that is in Indian rupees. Then how this pre-shipment credit granted is getting liquidated, that is closed. Then interest element on the pre-shipment credit, and to the specific sectors, what are the concessions given in the pre-shipment credit when it is granted in Indian rupees. Exporters requires the finance for manufacture of the goods at different stages for the purpose of execution of the export order which he has received. And once the export order is received, he has accepted, then his clock starts and the time-bound activity also starts. So, timely making available him the finance or getting the finance by the exporter at a particular time is very, very crucial and important. Banks are coming into the help to the exporters. So, this finance for at a different steps. And this finance, which is given by the banks, is a short-term finance generally. And this is also called as short-term working capital finance, which is allowed to the exporter by the banks. Export finance can be broadly classified into two categories, depending upon at what stage the export activity the finance is extended, that is pre-shipment finance and post-shipment finance. Exports play a very vital and crucial role in the Indian economy. And that is why government has given the utmost priority in the foreign trade policy for any country, particularly in developing country. India is considered as developing country and not developed country. So Indian economy is being one such that it attaches the great importance to promote the export. Finance is the backbone of any trade, that you are aware of it. Whether it is a domestic trade or it is international trade, and the export being a part of international trade, there is no exception as such. So, the export finance plays a very important role in development of international trade and serve the process of economic development of the country, which is also a national objective. Banks, being the main source of the finance, are encouraged in several ways to extend the export finance to achieve the objective of the government as per the foreign trade policy. Pre-shipment finance or pre-shipment credit, as I said, it is also called as the working capital facility, which is extended to the registered exporter in anticipation of his exporting the goods to an importer in foreign country. Therefore, it is extended, this finance is also extended for the purpose of procurement of the raw material, processing, packing, transporting, and also warehousing of the goods meant for the exports. These are the purposes for which pre-shipment finance can be granted. The pre-shipment finance can be further classified as the packing credit, that is in domestic currency, for example, Indian rupees for the export from India. Number two, advance against the checks, demand drafts, which is received as an advance payment from the overseas buyer, and the pre-shipment credit in foreign currency, that is PCFC. Okay, so these are three areas where the pre-shipment finance can be granted. Now let us consider one by one, that is pre-shipment credit in Indian rupees when it is granted to the exporters from export from India. This PC or pre-shipment credit can be an advance which is essentially short-term, need-based, working capital which is granted by the banks to the eligible exporters, manufacturer of the goods, for financing the export at the pre-shipment stage. The purpose of advance is to enable the exporter to purchase the raw material, to manufacture it, process it, pack it, and transport it and warehouse it till the vessel he is getting for export. Okay, this is nothing but it is a loan or advance which is granted, or any other credit which is provided by the bank to an exporter for financing of the purchase, process, manufacture, packing good prior to shipment on the basis of either letter of credit opened or firm export order which is received by them. Okay. Now, who will be eligible to take the pre-shipment credit? An exporter who is holding the valid IEC number issued by the DGFT and who is not in caution list of RBI as well as caution list of ECGC is an eligible exporter to avail the pre-shipment credit. Next, this facility can be granted to an exporter on the basis of either letter of credit in favor of, or it is confirmed, or irrevocable order which is received by the exporter of the goods. Packing credit loan allows exporter himself, if he himself would manufacture and ship the goods. Therefore, this loan can also be allowed to the supporting manufacturer, supplier of the goods, who do not have an export order or letter of credit in their name, but would be supplying the goods to the merchant exporter or export houses for the purpose of export. So, sub-suppliers or supporting suppliers are also eligible to get the packing credit. Now, what is the criteria adopted by the banks for granting the pre-shipment credit. One, packing credit limit is disbursed by accepting the message which is exchanged over mail or fax, such as the communication modem, which includes there must be at least 4 important information must be provided in that order or export contract. One is the name of overseas buyer. Second, particulars of the goods to be exported, quantity and unit price of the goods to be exported, and the last one is what is the date of shipment and the terms of the sale and the payment. This information must be there in the export order which is received by the exporter. Okay. Those who are not received hard copy of the order, they are permitted to submit the hard copy duly signed or signed by both the parties, that is supplier of the goods as well as the means our exporter and also buyer who is in overseas country. Within 30 days it must be submitted to the bank. Now, if all these criteria is complied and all this information is available in the order, then he may approach to the bank for granting the loan for pre-shipment credit. The first process starts, sanction of export credit limit. This sanction is like other loan sanctions only. The packing credit limit, this is generally assessed on the basis, assessment above the proposal is very important. So the packing credit application is assessed on the basis of estimated or the projected export order which is to be executed by the exporter. Exporter's activities as well as normal routine appraisal by the bank should specifically look into the aspect of the product profile, country profile, and the commodity profile. If these are in demand, these are acceptable, bank can consider the application for sanction of export credit limit. Bank should also look into the status report of the prospective buyer, the overseas buyer, who is the exporter purpose to deal and for which the services of ECGC or some other international credit rating agencies like Dun & Bradstreet can be availed by the banks to obtain the report. Now, the type of finance. Depending upon the requirements, the client, the packing credit can be either in the form of funded advance or non-funded facility can be granted, like issue of inland or import letter of credit or issuance of the guarantee, etc., which later on convert into the funded advances. Okay. Therefore, bank should carefully study the requirement of the exporter and consider the facility. In case the payment is required to be made in advance against which the goods will be supplied, received afterwards, and suitable clean packing credit limit facility may be considered, clearly specifying the period for the same. When we talk about the period, what is the period of finance? The period of finance for which the packing credit advance is granted may be given by the bank depending upon its working cycle, depending upon the customer's or exporter's working cycle to manufacture the goods for the purpose of export. And this period starts from the procurement, manufacturing, processing, and shipping to the relative goods, or rendering to the services. So this entire period covers the period of finance. That means after that period, export must take place. Primarily, first bank has to decide the period for which packing credit advance may be given, having regard to the various relevant factors, so that this period is sufficient to enable the exporter to ship the goods or render the services. If pre-shipment advance is not adjusted by submission of the export document within 360 days from the date of advance, the advance will be ceased to qualify for the prescribed rate of interest. A normal higher rate of interest will be applicable. Okay. Now, maintenance of account. Limit is sanctioned. That is fine. Then what type of account you will open, that bank is opening. That is maintenance of account. Ordinarily or generally, each packing credit which is sanctioned should be maintained a separate account. Separate account. Banks may release the packing credit in one lump sum or in stages as per the requirement for executing the order. Okay? Bank may also maintain the different account at various stages when the loan is disbursed. That means at processing stage, at manufacturing stage, etc. Depending upon the type of good or services to be exported. For example, hypothecation, pledge, these are some of the instruments which can create the charge on the assets of the company. Okay? And that may be ensuring that outstanding balances in the account are adjusted by transfer from one account to another account, finally by the proceeds of relative export documents on purchase or discount, etc. In short, for different stages you can grant the loan. And once one stage, now from procurement stage is over, for that loan is granted. Okay. Now processing stage, that means goods are shifting from one phase to another phase. And when the complete processing stage is completed, then liability outstanding there will be shifted to manufacturing unit. That manufacturing unit, when manufactures it, the complete liability will shift to packing unit. And when the packing completes, then goods are ready for export. Like that, how the circle is for the purpose of disbursement. But generally, this doesn't happen. Generally, this happens. But whenever the type of product is required to be exported, then at that point of time, considering this requirement also will be taken into consideration. One order by order account is a one facility that is commonly it is given to all the exporters. But there are certain exporters who are continuously availing the pre-shipment facility, and it's fine, and there are multiple orders he is holding. So it finds very difficult for the bankers to open single account for each order. Therefore, for them, the facility which is provided is called a running account facility. It is called as running account facility. And this facility can be granted even though exporter doesn't have any export order in hand. However, that order has to be submitted within 30 days from the date of disbursement of the loan under this running account facility. Bank should mark the individual export bill as and when they are received for negotiation collection against the earlier outstanding. That means FIFO basis. First it is disbursed and last the payment has come. So first in, first out basis the adjustment happens. That means packing credit granted first, second, third, fourth. But it may happen that fourth order, the documents are prepared first it was negotiated or it was discounted by the bank and proceeds are transferred to liquidation of the packing credit. So it is, it does not mean that only first order should be realized the first or first order should be discounted first. Anyone can be discounted at any point of time, but whatever is the first in chronological order will be adjusted towards first, that is FIFO basis. First in, first out. While marking of the pre-shipment credit in the manner which is indicated like this, what I explained now, the bank should ensure that export credit available in respect of individual pre-shipment credit does not go beyond the period of sanction, that is maximum period of sanction is 360 days from the date of advance, which is or whichever is earlier. Now this liquidation of the packing credit means closure of the liability of the packing credit. Packing credit or pre-shipment credit is granted to the exporter, may be liquidated out of the proceeds of the bills which are drawn for the export of the commodities or its purchase or discount. Therefore, converting the pre-shipment credit into post-shipment credit. Further, this is subject to mutual agreement between the exporter and the bank. It can also be repaid or prepaid out of the balances which are held in foreign currency account called exchange earners foreign currency account. And as also from the rupee resources of the exporter to the extent the export have actually been taken place. Now, type of pre-shipment credit, packing credit in excess of export value. Many times packing credit is granted in excess of export value, where byproduct can be exported. Byproduct. Where the byproduct means the another product while processing the main product, which is created during the process of manufacturing. Where the exporter is unable to tender the export bill exactly equivalent to the value of liquidating the packing credit due to the shortfall on account of wastage which is involved in the process of agriculture-based product, that is agro product, like raw cashew nuts. So bank will allow the exporters to extinguish that excess packing credit by export bill drawn in respect by byproduct like cashew shell or cashew oil. This is the example which is quoted here. Now second is where the partial domestic sale is involved. Packing credit is granted and the full order is executed. Still, there is a balance of certain material. So, non-exportable balance is necessarily sold in the domestic market. And for the packing credit, which is covering the non-exportable portion, banks are required to charge the rate of interest which is applicable to the domestic advance. Okay? And that too from the date of advance till the received the process of this particular excess which is sold in domestic market. Third one is export of de-oiled or defatted cakes. Advance in excess of export order is required to be adjusted either in cash or by the residual byproduct of the oil within the period not exceeding 30 days from the date of advance. Having understood the type of advance, now let us understand for the packing credit what could be the rate of interest. Interest rate. Interest rate is based on the system which is applicable and implemented as per the direction of Reserve Bank of India, and generally it is considered as a base rate, and based on the concessional rate is derived for the export, for the pre-shipment export. okay, pre-shipment export credit. So base rate formulates, individual bank's base rate will be considered, and giving about that certain spread, the interest can be charged by the banks on the outstanding liability on daily basis to the packing credit. If the pre-shipment advance are not liquidated from the proceeds of the bill, that is export bills, on purchase discount, etc., on submission of the export document within 360 days from the date of advance, the advance will not be treated as an export credit ab initio. Means at initial stage itself, beyond 360 date, packing credit can be extended. And up to 360 date, packing credit can be extended. Beyond that, if there is no export happening, then in that case, the entire loan, that is packing credit, will be considered as a domestic advance or local advance. Okay? If exporter do not materializes at all, bank should charge the relative packing credit interest rate, which is they are charging to domestic loans, plus any penal interest, if any, to be decided by the individual banks on their basis of transparent policy, which is approved by their boards. Now, sector-specific measures. Rupee export packing credit to the manufacturer suppliers for the export, which is routed through STC, MMTC and other export houses and agencies. Many times it so happens, government department restrict only the entities who can undertake the export business of particular type of commodity or goods. Okay. So, the supply to these agencies is very important. So, banks can grant an export packing credit to the manufacturer supplier who do not have the export order or letter of credit in their own name, but that is in the name of either STC, MMTC or other export houses. Okay. So they are the actually export order holders, and they give instruction to other manufacturer to supply them the goods. Okay. Packing credit can be shared between the export order holder and sub-supplier of the raw material. Okay. So this supply is subject to the running account facility is not contemplated for this scheme. Order based. It should be order based. Not running account facility to sub-suppliers. Those who are supplying to STC, MMTC, HTC, HSCC, like that, these are the government approved export houses, no? So for them, those who are supplying, those suppliers can also avail the pre-shipment export credit, as even though they are not holding the export order. But copy of the export order, they have to avail it, obtain it from these companies and give it to the bankers for availing this credit. Only difference is that the running account facility will not be provided to them. It will be only order based. The scheme will cover the letter of credit or export order which is received in favor of export house or trading house, star trading house or manufacturer exporter only. This scheme should be made available to the export of the goods whose track record is very, very sound. Okay. Now, construction contractors also sometimes need the finance before construction work is starting or construction work is completed. The PC or packing credit advance to the construction contractors to meet their initial working capital requirement for purchase of the raw material like cement, like steel rods or labor payment or something like that, you know, for initial as a initial working capital requirement for execution of the contract abroad may be made by the basis on the basis of the contract which is secured from abroad, for example transporting the necessary technician staff and purchase of the consumable article for the purpose of execution of the contract abroad. This is a working capital requirement. For them to pay, they need the funds, and that is called working capital finance at pre-shipment stage or prior to work. But work should be happening abroad. So the advance should be adjusted within 360 days, if at all you are granting them the advance, and from the date of advance by the negotiation of the bills relating to the contract or by remittance received from abroad in respect of the contract which they have executed. Okay. To the extent of outstanding in the account are not adjusted in the stipulated manner, banks may charge the normal rate of interest which is applicable for working capital finance. Now, export of services. The pre-shipment and the post-shipment finance may be provided to the exporter. Pre-shipment and post-shipment finance may be provided to the exporter of all 161 tradable services. Tradable services. Currently, this is reduced to 140. 140 tradable services, which is covered under the GATT, that is General Agreement on Trade in Services. That's where the payment for such services are received in free foreign exchange. All the provision of this circular shall apply mutatis mutandis to the export of services as they apply the export of the goods unless otherwise specified. A list of services is given in Appendix 10 of Handbook of Procedures, Volume 1. The financing bank, when they are granting the pre-shipment credit to the service providers, they have to ensure that there is no double financing happens. Bank also take into account the track record of the exporter or the overseas counterparty while sanctioning the above credit facility. The statement of export receivable from the service provider may be tallied with the statement of payable and payables received from the overseas party. Now, pre-shipment credit to the agriculture such as floriculture, grapes, and agro-based productions. In case of the floriculture, pre-shipment credit is allowed to be extended by the banks for purchase of cut flowers and also the post-harvest expenses which is incurred for making the shipment, that is transportation, labor, etc. Okay. Now, to promote the export of the floriculture, grapes, and other agro-based product, banks are allowed to extend the credit for the working capital purpose in respect of export-related activities which are undertaken by the agro-based industries and agro-based product, which includes the purchase of fertilizer, purchase of pesticides, then other inputs for growing the flowers, grapes, etc. Bank should be in position to identify that such activities and the export related and satisfy themselves that export potential thereof and the activities are not covered by the direct or indirect finance scheme which is made available by NABARD, that is National Bank for Agriculture, Reconstruction and Development, or for any other agencies. Now, export credit to the processors and exporters of agri-export zones also covers the Government of India's schemes for agri-export zones, which is made available to them. So agri-export zone units, which are our processing units, which are set up in agri-export zones, units which are set up in agri-export zones as well as outside the zones, are to promote such units, production and processing to be integrated. Producer has to enter into the contract farming with the farmers and has to ensure the supply of the quality seed, pesticide, micronutrients and other material to the group of farmers from whom the exporter would be purchasing the product as a raw material for the production of the final product of the export. Export credit to the agri-export zone also consists and also mentions that the export processing unit which are set up under AEZ, that is agri-export zone, that can provide the packing credit under the extant guidelines for the purpose of procurement and supply of inputs to the farmers so that quality inputs are made available to them, which in turn will ensure that only good quality of the crops are raised. The exporter will be able to purchase or import such inputs in bulk, which will have the advantage of economies of the scale. So friends, with this, we have completed the pre-shipment credit in Indian rupees, how the banks are granting and what are the formalities, what are the regulations, which sectors are covered under this, that whole gamut of the things we understood in pre-shipment finance in Indian rupees, in Indian rupees. And we'll switch over now next to the pre-shipment credit in foreign currency. Till then, thank you very much.